In this issue of All Access Nerds, we talk about shows we're excited about and the return dates, CES 2017 Spotlights, and Final Fantasy Flourishings. Welcome to All Access Nerds Issue 22. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Nick. Thank you for downloading us and wanting to hear what we have to talk about.
Yes, yeah, we're here. We're back. We just recorded Issue 21. If you haven't heard it yet, go listen to it. It's awesome. It's going to lead straight into this.
It's all about comic books. Issue number 21 was.
Yeah, so if you like comic books, check that one out. If you don't like comic books, check it out. And that way you can love comic books then.
I'll tell you what, why don't we dive into games?
Okay.
Dive into that one, because I think you got the monopoly on the games.
Absolutely. Yeah, I got a little monopoly, especially.
Yeah.
Especially now. So, long story short, I have a PS4 now. Got it about middle of December, and some work friends actually came together and they bought it. Huge surprise. It was awesome. It was great. And, I've played it several countless hours.
I don't have friends like that at
work. To my wife's dismay.
Co-workers, I should say.
Yeah.
You say, how many hours you said to your...
Countless
hours.
Countless hours to my wife's dismay. It's holiday spirit that they had, and they're very generous, awesome, awesome dudes. And, yeah, they all came together and collaborated and made it happen. I was talking with one of the guys that I work with there, and I had no clue about it, but he was planning the whole thing, and he was talking about how he wanted to do something, but he never told me, but he had an original plan. But I mentioned the PlayStation 4, and I was like, eventually I'll get it. Like, it's a big game for me, Kingdom Hearts. It's coming out. I want to get it eventually. Just haven't taken the plunge yet. And I was like, well, you know what? This can be the year. So I was telling him, I was like, yep. I was like, I'm actually like just setting aside the Christmas money that I got. I'm going to get all together, save money, maybe sell some things. We'll see what happens and get it by the end of December, if not by the end of January. And yeah, it was about the middle of December. They surprised me with it. And it was a day before I went on a Friday off. So it was a great Friday to have off. So
did you sleep that night?
A little bit. Yeah, they had to do all the updates and downloads and stuff. So yeah, slept while that happened and woke up really early to check it out. So it's awesome, as some of you PlayStation 4 owners know. And right now I have Overwatch, and I have Final Fantasy 15, and I have Destiny, and I have Uncharted 4. It came with it because I got one of the bundles there. Mm-hmm. But I haven't cracked that one yet. A lot of people tell me I need to check it out. It's really great. It's really fun. But yeah, I just haven't got the time, because Final Fantasy 15, it's a new game. I love role-playing games, and it was really cool. I was really excited for it at first, and then I watched the Conan O'Brien. He had, what's his name? He had Frodo, an actor's name. I'm trying to think.
Was that the main one, or?
Yeah, Frodo. Yeah, the main one, yeah. I'm trying to think of the actress. He's on, what's that show you like to watch on FX with the dog?
Oh, yeah. Wilford.
He's on Wilford. Yeah. That guy.
I'll think of it later. Go ahead.
Yep.
I'll Google it while you're talking.
Okay. Yep. So, so he's there.
Elijah Wood.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Elijah Wood is in it. Yes. So he's there, and they do it. And it's funny because it's a role-playing game, and it's Final Fantasy, and it's Elijah Wood. So.
He was on Conan O'Brien. How does that tie in?
Because, I was about to talk about.
I'm sorry.
Because,
you'll talk about it now, but
Conan O'Brien has a segment for his show called Clueless Gamer, where he's just that. He doesn't really play video games. He'll play every once in a while. And usually he has one of his guys that he works on his staff come in, and he's like huge gaming nerd like I am. And if you haven't seen it, it's hilarious. Check it out. Clueless Gamer. They're all on YouTube. They're hilarious. It really is. And so Elijah Wood's there, and they're playing this game, and he's like so what's going on? And it starts out like with just like how the game starts, where they kind of go into the story a little bit, and Conan O'Brien's just like, what is this? Like, he's like dogging on. He's like, I don't care about these people. And then the car that they have breaks down. So then you have to push the car for a while. And he's like, what? Why am I pushing a car? Like, he's so mad. He's like, I want to slay beasts and vanquish demons. And here I am pushing a car. So he gets over that. And one of the guys, he's like, oh, this is fun. This is cool. And he's like, oh, let me get you to the guy who takes 72 hours to defeat. And I've probably mentioned this before as well. But he's like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah, it's estimated to take about 72 actual hours to defeat this guy.
Now, are you talking about for that level? For or that, the actual fight, the bad guy?
For that one guy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But that's highly embellished. There are people, as soon as the game came out, there's a guy who did it, and he recorded it, and it took him an hour, which is still a lot of time, it took him an actual hour to do it. And then now you can watch countless videos on YouTube about how to do it in 6 minutes. So
what?
Yeah, yeah,
that's no fun then.
So I mean, granted, a 6 minute boss battle is still huge. Yeah, you have to do a lot of setup for it, so you have to get this special gear and this special weapon and that shield and this and everything. It's all about the gear, and you know, most role playing games. So, and you can actually, yeah, you can do it a lot quicker, and you get like certain upgrades throughout the game, and it kind of makes it easier for you. But yeah, and that kind of deterred me away here in the 72-hour thing. Like most people, they're like, wait, what? And a lot of people were like fact checking that and found out, no, he was embellishing a little bit, but it does take a while. He's, because what it is, it's a giant turtle that for somehow there's a mountain on its back. So it's a very sturdy beast. It's a whole mountain. Like, you don't even see it for the longest time ever. You drive past this mountain all the time. But something happens along with some of the storyline and whatnot, events happen, and it wakes up. You know, and it's not like a main beast you can choose to go after if you want to, because part of these hunts you can do, you're a hunter. And yeah, he's one of the things that he keeps, because this turtle keeps shaking things and creating tremors and little earthquakes and stuff. So the local city and local towns are freaking out about it. So you find out what it is, and it's like, okay, take care of it. So yeah, it's a fun game. It really is. I spent a lot of time on it. The storyline, goodness, it's really good. Like, I started going into just grinding, so meaning like doing the same thing over and over again in the game to level up, you know, specifically with farming, where you find a certain beast, or you find a certain area where there are beasts that, you know, populate that area. And if they have certain experience or drop a particular item, you find a way to refresh that, you know, where you kill this beast and it gives you, you know, its scales, and you're able to sell those scales for $1,000. You just go back and do that again. It's called farming, and it's a gaming term. And a lot of games have that, you know, World of Warcraft, and most role-playing games have something along those lines where you grind or farm for particular items or experience.
Can't you just buy it?
Buy what?
I don't know. It's an awful lot of work. Can't you just buy it? Can't you pay somebody else to go do it?
Depends on what it might be. Sometimes, yeah. like Diablo 3 or World of Warcraft. Yeah, you can actually spend real money to have somebody else play it for you. But yeah,
I'll do that. I'll pay you to play it. How's that?
Yes, that'd be amazing. Please do. So, yeah, it's loads of fun. And I did that for a while, just kind of level up my character. And then I went back into the storyline, and it's these four guys. One of them's a prince, and his dad's there. And find out really early on, spoiler alerts are plenty, but you find out that his dad is dead. He gets killed off. So at this point, you become the king. But there's rumors, and it's actually declared that your wife has been also killed. So you're like, I need to go
Sweet.
Find out.
It's yeah, win-win.
It's a bad week for this guy.
No, that's win-win.
So yeah, you're the king. I got king and single.
Fair maidens come see me.
So those are less confirmed. So he goes out and figure out what's going on here. So he goes to check it out and find out, yeah, it is true. Dad is dead, and him and his dad didn't leave on the best of terms. So it was kind of rough there. And it gets kind of emotional. It's like these three guys, it's him, so it's four people total. You play as a guy. You don't ever choose. You don't ever control the other three people. They're all the AI system, where it's just the computer. It's NPC, non-playable character, and they make decisions on their own. So, and throughout the storyline, and they're kind of like brothers, you know, and there's a moment where the guy, your character that you're playing as, is like self-doubting. He's like, I can't do this. I suck. Like, I'm not this king that everyone says I'm supposed to be. And one of the guys kind of like speaks up. He's like, no, like you're for a reason. We are backing you for a reason. You know, like, what are we doing here? If you don't have the confidence for it, like, you know, we're wasting our time and we don't waste our time. So it's really cool. And you actually get a buff for that because it's part of the story. You get like a 50% strength bonus because you've been like,
energized.
Yes. Yeah. Energized. That's cool. Inspired. So it's, yeah, inspired. I like that. Yeah. And yeah, and it's funny because one of the characters, at least for most people I can tell, one of the guys on your team, he's pretty much just useless. It's Prompto. And he's just pain in the butt. Like, he's so weak. He doesn't really do much. Doesn't do much damage. Doesn't do anything for the party, really. And in the storyline, he actually gets separated from the team. And you're like, oh, okay, well, I didn't miss him too much. But the character, he feels for that. He's like, they're brothers. And you feel that throughout the game, this brotherhood that they have. Cause they save each other all the time and helping each other out and stuff. And it's really cool. And man, it was impacting me big time.
Sure, this isn't Lord of the Rings.
it's Final Fantasy. So it's very close to it. Cause yeah, the actors are phenomenal and the storyline is great. Yeah, it's, oh man, yeah, I don't want to go too much into it, but you get to a certain point and it actually jumps, again, more spoilers, but it jumps 10 years into the future. You get knocked out, you get like in this coma for like 10 years, and you wake up and everything has actually progressed, like, and it's just crazy. And yeah, I love it. So much uniqueness to it, and the storyline, the characters, and yeah, it's a good game. Definitely suggest Final Fantasy 15 if you have a PS4.
You know, after you told me you got a PS4, I was at the mall the next day, happened to stop in GameStop.
Yeah.
And they had a bundle.
Yeah.
For like $250.
Yep, yep.
And I stood there looking at it, and I was like, oh, I want it so bad. Ryan's got one. I want one.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't really have time for it. I can make time.
Yeah.
There's always time to play, but
yeah,
I already put off things I'm supposed to be doing, and that's just going to add to it.
Yeah, yep.
So.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, this first couple of weeks, zero productivity. But now I've kind of balanced it out a little bit more. You know, it's, yeah, a little less sleep, but I don't care about sleep. So, PlayStation 4, it's awesome. The big game for me right now is Horizon Zero Dawn. It looks really cool. January has a couple of games coming out, but nothing too exciting. Horizon Zero Dawn is the huge one because it's coming out early March. Yeah, early March, late February. And you play as this lady and it's post-apocalyptic, I believe. You have bow and arrow. You can upgrade it throughout the game. And you're actually, yeah, it's post-apocalyptic future. And somehow, some reason, I don't know what happens, but you're actually fighting these, like, mechanical dinosaurs. And they are ginormous. Like, they're huge.
Dinobots.
Essentially, yeah, they don't look anything like it, of course, but yeah, so, and for whatever reason, like, they actually have to eat and stuff like that, so they're fighting, and, you know, you may be trying to take down this Tyrannosaurus or something or whatever, and because of something that, you know, say you need a particular item that's in this area, and there's a T-Rex there, and you gotta take it down, well, all of a sudden, another dinosaur could come up and they fight, or maybe they come after you. And it's, yeah, it's pretty cool. And it looks really awesome. And it's like dinosaurs, mechanical stuff, post-apocalyptic and bows and arrows. That's like, I'm sold. That's the game for me. And I was super excited for it before I even had a PS4. And then now I got one, so I have to get this game. So yeah.
What's it called again?
Horizon Zero Dawn. So yeah, it comes out late February. Early March, I believe it's, yeah, early March. And speaking of early March, kind of segue away from the PlayStation 4 to the Nintendo Switch. Cover it real quick, because I actually stayed up Thursday night to watch the live stream, and they talked all about it. So it's going to be $300, $299, coming out March 3rd, and going to be launching with the new Zelda game, Breath of the Wild. A lot of people, it's been speculated that it's not going to come out until June, and they actually confirmed it to be March 3rd, the same day that that the Nintendo Switch comes out, this comes out as well. So, they didn't release the full specs of it, unfortunately. A lot of people kind of sad about that. And there were some details about some of the specs a while back. A lot of people were kind of disheartened that it's got a much less stronger, so yeah, it's got a weaker processor than what everyone was expecting. It's not to compete with the Xbox One or the PS4, it's kind of its own little thing, like Nintendo usually does. But the biggest thing is, you've seen in the videos and stuff, the Nintendo Switch, it goes in this dock, and it has this dock that's set up, connected to your TV always, and the dock charges it, and then you sit in the dock, it's like a tablet, you sit in the dock, and it charges, and it'll actually connect to your television. You then have the game, it's on your TV right there, and you're playing it, you're playing whatever, you're with the controller and everything, you set it up, and you're like, oh crap, I got a phone call, so-and-so wants to go hang out, okay, I'm gonna go. You pick up the Nintendo Switch, you take it out of the dock, and you can now play it right there. The game instantly switches in the middle of the game to a handheld device. Like a tablet almost. So yeah, it's like about a 10-inch screen. Oh. And it has controllers on the sides and everything. You can then set it up on the table. It has a little kickstand. The sides of the tablet, the Nintendo Switch, come off. And now you can connect that, and it's another controller. Touchscreen, everything, of course, as well. And you can then take that controller. There are certain games, not every game, but there are certain games that you can actually take that. And there's two sides of it, of course, like you'd have in one each hand. And now you hand over to a friend, and it's got motion sensors, it's got everything. You hand one to your friend, so you have half of it. Then it turns, you just turn it from horizontal, you turn it from vertical to horizontal, and it's a controller itself. So now you have two people playing on this. One's,
oh, sweet.
Yeah, it's really cool. This video's about it. It's really stinking awesome. For me, I don't think I'm going to buy it March 3rd. I haven't pre-ordered it yet. I had a friend, Steven, he pre-ordered it Friday. So I'm like, that's cool. It's like, I'm not sold yet. We'll see. The Zelda game does look cool. I haven't played a Zelda game since Game Boy Advance. It's been a long time. So, yeah. But it is exciting. It's very cool. They're going to have a Mario game coming out. He's going to be in like the real world. He's going to, his hat is actually alive now. Mario's hat. It's going to have eyeballs and everything.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. And it's going to be more, it's not like, that's not the big thing for this game, but it is going to be a new thing for the game. Cause like you see him take off the hat and throw it, and it stays there spiraling, and he will jump onto the hat and then jump across.
Nice.
I'm like, that would be so useful in the early games. Like, yeah. I was like, that's so cool. Yeah. And I'm like, man, like, I remember quite a few times where I'm like, man, this gap is huge. I'd much rather just be able to, like, have something in between. But yeah. So now I can use his hat to kind of help him across.
Yeah. Cause there's always things above you.
Yeah.
That you're trying to get up to, you can't get them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's always annoying.
That'd be good to use as a step. Yeah. To get on up higher. Yep. So that's a thing. And that's not going to come out until later on, this year. It's not going to be at launch. And they have a game. They have a thing called 1-2 Switch. It's a game that's coming out separate, of course. And they want you for the 1-2 Switch. They want you to use the screen. The screen, the television, whatever, less. So, like I said before, with the controllers, you can hand it to your friends. So you have one, they have one half of it, and it's all motion sensored. It's all these controllers on it, and they want you to look your opponent in their eyes. So, like, for instance, they were showing off an old Western game, like a draw. So that people are standing there, they're staring at each other. And then, all of a sudden, like, draw, and then you're, like, shooting. And then so it's, like, whoever's faster that wins that. And they showed a bunch of different ones. I wasn't able to process all of it because there was a lot of different pictures going on. But they have a lot of different games on this one game. A lot of different mini games on this one game that you buy. And one of them, I could have swore, the one that piqued my interest, but the one that shined out to me, and not in a good way, I saw two people, and they're sitting down on stools, sitting across from each other, facing each other, and it looked like there was a cowl between them with a pail underneath. And I really, really hope that there is not going to be a Nintendo Switch minigame where you have to milk a cow better than your opponent. I hope that's not a thing. Like, that's just, I don't know why that'd ever be a video game, but it looked just like, I'm like, what, why, what would you do? I don't even, what? It's just pointless. More than video games are already pointless. So, yeah, we'll see. But yeah, it's like table tennis, I guess, or whatever. I don't know, there's all kinds of different things you can do for it. It's called Nintendo 1-2 Switch, and that's going to be at launch. There's all kinds of other games and whatnot. So if you're a big Nintendo fan, check it out. It's kind of unique as well, so definitely check it out.
So this is not an add or an upgrade
nope.
to the Wii.
Nope.
It's a totally new system.
Totally new. Yeah. Yeah, it was, I forgot the original. Oh, Nintendo NX was its first, like, prototype name. So the NX. So if you heard the NX, Nintendo NX last year or the year before, it's actually this. This is a Nintendo Switch. It's confirmed that that's what this is. And so it wants to bridge that gap of home gaming console to mobile gaming console, because they have the Nintendo DS and whatnot. I don't think that they're going to... They might. They might still continue that kind of stuff for people that's not wanting to get that $300 price point. But yeah, this will be very portable, with about 10-inch screen. So it's a little bit bigger than the DS screen is what is now. So yeah, the DS gaming console. The screens are pretty small in the DS. But yeah, so it seems pretty cool and exciting for it. I was pretty hyped up for the news, and it was okay. It was okay. The graphics on the games... It's a Nintendo, like, it's 720p on the Nintendo Switch itself, so it's not going to be 4K resolution and all that junk, but if you're a Nintendo fan, you aren't looking for that, so it's not what, the hardcore gamers want, or the PC gamers, you know, it's not really for them, it's more for multiplayer, more for, like, family-oriented kind of stuff, so it looks pretty cool. I think I'll get one eventually. I don't think it's going to be early March when it gets released, so Nintendo Switch, that's all I got for that. Gaming, yeah, I would say that kind of segues into CES. Yeah.
2017.
Pretty close. Yeah. A little different, but at least for my topic that I have to bring to it. I don't know if you have any more to add, but I can kind of go over into it real quick before
good.
I pass it over to you.
Yeah,
but yeah, CES 2017 happened last weekend, I believe. Or maybe it's the weekend before that.
And fill our listeners in, what does CES stand for?
CES, Consumer Electronics Show. Sorry. So yeah, it's the CES 2017. And
it was in Las Vegas this past week?
Yes, yeah, past weekend, yeah, in Las Vegas. And so yeah, people go there and talk about all kinds of new technology that's coming out. Specifically with consumer electronics, you know, they got other stuff where if you're going to be showing pro audio, if you're going to be showing all kinds of, you know, more high-end technology, sometimes this is it, sometimes this isn't. Just kind of depends on what you would consider high-end. this isn't more so for gaming, but sometimes the manufacturers and vendors of the gaming kind of stuff, you know, will come, of course. Yeah, one of the companies that I really like is Razer. And they did focus on for the longest time ever, keyboards and mice, gaming keyboards and mice. And they've kind of went into controllers a little bit and kind of branching out a little more and more. And then they made a gaming laptop. And I think they might have done a tablet as well. But yeah, gaming laptop was huge, the Razer Blade. And this year they went to CES, and there's, for me, there's three big topics for CES. There's a lot of other cool stuff, but the things I'm excited about. So Razer, they have a gaming laptop that is a three-screen laptop.
Oh, I saw that where it folds out. Yeah, that'd be sweet. Yeah.
So it's like a normal laptop, you would, you know, 15-inch, 17-inch, or whatever. And I don't know how. I guess the screen must be really, really thick when it's all as one. And you fold it out as you would open up any laptop, and then on the right side and the left side, two other screens pull out, lock into place, and it becomes one as you would set up at its desktop. Hmm. It's there, and you can game on it. It's ready for that. It's got probably NVIDIA graphics and RAM and all that good stuff. So it can be a gaming laptop, which is insane. It can be taking up a lot of space, so you probably shouldn't do that at Starbucks or nothing, but it's pretty stinking awesome to see that. That's a really cool one. And the one I'm more excited for, particularly personally me, because I'm actually probably going to buy one of these at some point, depending on the price point. If it's anything ridiculous, probably not. But I've been wanting to get a projector for my house, so that way I can watch movies and TV shows and do gaming on this projector. Well, they finally came out with a gaming projector specifically for gaming. They might have had one before, but Razer hasn't come out with one. And this one actually has sensors and technology built into the actual device itself. So when you turn it on, you begin to project it, it will actually map out and analyze your wall. So for instance, your wall behind us right here, there's a cabinet, and there is some comic book setup. It will actually map that out and use that appropriately. You know, if it needs to be, it will darken and lighten up so that it is like sequenced right. Like it's a smart technology built into it.
Wow.
So yeah, it's really stinking awesome. You got to check it out. Razer gaming projector. You'll see it out there. CES 2017. And yeah, it's really cool. I'm still trying to learn more about it because it seems really interesting for me because I want to do that at some point. And there's a lot of other manufacturers and vendors that came over. And one of them, I think there's actually a manufacturer now for smart mirrors, which I think we might have talked about before.
Yeah, we talked about that once.
Raspberry Pi people have built in to a mirror, bathroom mirror. And now it's set up so that you can view the weather, your calendar updates, et cetera, your Facebook feed and tweets or something. I don't know. I don't think it's like touch responsive or so you can't really like respond to people. Maybe it is. I don't know. But I just thought that was pretty cool. But the big thing for me and for the rest of the world, really, they're officially working on, I think it's Intel, and everyone's going to be following shortly after, 5G. So instead of 4G LTE, instead of 4G whatever, there's going to be 5G. And they've talked about 1 gigabyte download and upload speeds. My 4G LTE phone, it's a Note 4. I use it for Wi-Fi a lot and tethering. And it gets about 20 or 30 megabytes a second upload speed and download speed, which is pretty good. It's, at a good time, that peak. I think it's about 30 or so, maybe even more than that. A friend of mine, he's got really really high-end internet at his house. And it's about 50 megabytes download speed, upload speed. And this is going to be 1 gigabyte. That's insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I wonder if I can't see the companies though currently. The phone companies allowing that right now.
They're going to have to adapt. That's the one thing because me and a friend of mine were talking about it. Like, they're going to have to adapt because, Verizon and who else, AT&T, whoever, are going to have these chips and going to have this capability to just have, 1 gigabyte download speed on a tiny little device in which they don't have to have a ridiculous subscription to or contract to all, sometimes contract, but not all the time, especially now, like you would Comcast or Frontier or whoever may be your internet provider where it's hardwired in, you got to get someone to install it, you don't have to do all that. It's there. Like you get the device and you get 5G, whether it's from your phone or from a little internet box card, whatever you want to call it, where you plug it into something. But yeah, that's like a movie. Like if you're going to download a movie, you can download a movie 4 or 5 seconds, done.
See, the problem is a lot of the phone companies and cable companies, they throttle back on the bandwidth. I mean, they like a dam at their place. They won't. Yeah. They let it trickle through.
Yeah.
Instead of that way they can charge us.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
I got a buddy of mine at the neighboring town. That he's really good IT guy. He is creating a network in his hometown, a free Wi-Fi.
Hmm.
He's put up antennas the last couple of days. He and I've pitched in a little bit and bought some equipment for him a couple different times.
Mm-hmm.
And when he went to the city council a couple weeks ago, and they're like, "Well, we're gonna talk about it," and he's like, "I'm not asking for anything. I'm just letting you know it's going to be here. This is what's going to happen."
Nice.
And so we talked to him about it. Like, well, let's table a discussion. We'll come back again here in a couple weeks. So by that time, he'll have it up and running. He's already got a small section up.
Ah.
He's got, like, from his house, he's gone out, like, 6 blocks.
Really?
People can get free Wi-Fi. And he's got businesses that are chipping in. And eventually, he's going to have, like, a splash top page.
Yeah.
Where a portal, you go to that page, and then you can sell advertisement.
Oh, okay.
Some of these companies that have purchased material there's an antenna on my building and I'm okay with that, they get advertising space.
Yeah, yeah. There's some gas stations do that. Like the gas station I worked at, it was like that where you get free Wi-Fi, but as soon as you log in, you'll see like an advertisement or something. And he was able to sell that space. Great, you just click X and you're done. But still, some of the retailers still want that space to see. So. Yeah, so, that's pretty cool he's doing that.
That'd be cool, though, the whole...
Yeah.
It's amazing. Anyway. Oh,
yeah. So technology is going to be huge. I don't think it's going to come out 2017. It's going to be maybe like 2018 or so before it actually gets picked it up. But yeah, 5G is coming. It's going to be insane. I'm excited for it. And yeah, I can't wait. So yeah, not too many people need that speed. Like a lot of people are excited and happy with what they got.
When will it be fast enough? At which point will it be fast enough?
1 gig's got to be it, right? Like, I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, that's the big exciting things for me for CES.
Well, if you think about it, back in the day, the 3.5-inch floppies.
Yeah.
Hell, even cassettes. You used to save computer programs on a cassette.
Yeah.
And then there was tape drives. That was a big thing.
Yeah.
Then the 5.5-inch or the 5-inch discs.
Mm-hmm. One's a little bigger.
3.5 ones. You know, it was just, that was it. That's good speed right there.
Yeah.
But yeah. One, 5G, that's amazing.
Yeah. And yeah, like now they're doing like solid state drives, or that, or just people are moving away and just going using the cloud, you know, where it's your internet's fast enough to upload and download. Might as well, you know, just save it there and have several gigabytes, not even on your phone. You can access it, but not even on your actual device, taking up space. You can just get it from, you know, Dropbox or Google Drive or whatever. You know, it's all kinds of cloud services. But maybe they made CES. Maybe it might have been something big with cloud services. But, I didn't really care too much for that. But big thanks for me was the gaming ones and the 5G, because that's going to be huge. It really is. Like, they're going to have to compete with that. And then maybe they'll even have to make their own. So they'll have to step it up so there's more of that. Did you see anything about CES that you were kind of excited about?
No. It's just, a lot of it's still overwhelming. There's just so much stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of hard just to pick one thing out. I wish I was more tech savvy in that stuff.
Yeah.
I enjoy listening to it. I enjoy learning about it, hearing about it.
So, technology stuff, gaming, check. Well, I'll go into D&D real quick. Okay. I played this week. Actually, played yesterday. Got a couple friends, and they've grouped together, and we're going to start playing 5th edition. I haven't played it yet, but I was actually part of the beta testing / play testing group back in 2011.
I was going to say, it's been a while since you played some D&D.
Yeah. It was like 2011, 2012. I went to a gaming convention held by Wizards of the Coast here in Fort Wayne, and they, you know, a lot of people come in, you register, and you play the game, check it out, and then they want all kinds of, like, feedback on it. And they kept sending me updates throughout time, and I played a little bit of it afterwards, but unfortunately I didn't continuously play it. So I had a little bit of feedback. So if any, there's a very, very minute little response that I, because it was so fun. Like, it was great. I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. So I was just like, keep on doing what you're doing. And so yeah, 5th edition came out, and it's good. I like it. From what I've researched and read on, it's a lot of the good stuff that people have liked in the past. And, yeah, I played 4th edition mainly, and it's been fun so far, and I hope it continues to be fun. So we'll see what happens with that. But at least I'm back in the Dungeons & Dragons, and I'll keep you guys updated on fun shenanigans that go down.
Yeah, you guys used to come to the my comic shop when I had it on Saturday mornings and play, didn't you? There in the war room?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'd play that, or we'd play DC Adventures, which is Mutants and Masterminds, but rebranded. For DC Adventures, you can play DC characters or create your own superhero or villain. Or with that, or we would play Dungeons and Dragons. It was actually a couple. I was DM'd a few of them because there were friends and people that came into the shop and they wanted to learn how to play. And I taught them. I remember there was one Saturday, taught them how to play. And I was like, I hope this is good. And they seemed to have it. They had lots of fun with it. And
didn't you have a friend? She came in and brought her dog. She had a big husky dog.
Yeah. That was we played DC Adventures for that.
Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah. Kristen, yes, yeah. It was cool. She's like, "Can I bring my dog?" And I was like, "I think so." And I asked Nick here, and he's, "Yeah, sure,
yeah, okay,
why not?" So yeah, it's like sweet, and yeah, it was fun. Yeah, all kinds of role playing games, love it.
Had a lot of space there.
Yeah.
Speaking of D&D, it's funny you bring that up. Earlier this week, I was on eBay looking to find Volume 1 of the first original D&D handbook.
Yeah,
gamers book I was looking for. I don't know why. It just suddenly struck me. I was kind of curious on trying to find one.
Yeah.
I know I was starting on eBay and I was finding some. There was like handbook and there was rule book or some other stuff. A bunch of different books.
Yeah.
And then I got sidetracked with other stuff.
Okay. Were they any like crazy prices?
No. They're reasonable. Okay. It kind of surprised me. I figured it'd be, I guess, not really a collector's item.
Yeah, I guess not really. You know, you can get it anywhere. You can get them online and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess like digitally you can get it.
No, I want to talk about, I'm talking about like original,
physical, yeah.
Original first print.
Yeah. I guess that, and what I was saying, like, I guess it kind of helps the price that you can get digital copies of it anywhere. Yeah. And I guess not too many collectible aspect of it, just through the fact of people who want to play it can play the new editions, or they can easily find the old ones at libraries and stuff. So I don't know. But yeah, it's lots of fun. I love it. And I also collect dice. I collect a lot of junk, but I collect dice. And it was kind of fun because I haven't played, you know, any kind of dice games with these people yet. And so I have a chainmail dice bag, took that out, and they're like, "What? That's so cool." And one guy had like a Crown Royal bag. He's like, "I just bought this Crown Royal today so I can have a dice bag." I was like, "That's hilarious. you go to the game store, somebody playing D&D, they're going to have that bag. Mm-hmm. You know, the purple bag, or I guess he had a black one. But yeah, so I had chainmail, and they're like, that's so cool. And then I have a set of little tiny D6, and they're like, what is this? This little cute little cheese, it looks like, because it's yellow and red. And then I have some bigger D6, and he's like, is these for, like, people that, like, bad seeing? Like, get small ones for most people, and then if you're... don't have the best vision, the bigger ones. I was like, well, it's
large for the old people.
Yeah. I said, well, Magic the Gathering, I play them, I use them as counters. And then I actually have a humongous D20. And they're like, what? Like, you can kill somebody with this. I was like, yep, get too rowdy. You got to take them down.
Do you have one that lit up? Do you have one of those?
I do not. No, I got the ice one now. Yeah. Yeah, I got the ice.
That won't last too long to play with, though.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, for Christmas, I got an ice cube maker, D20. So, yeah, I'm excited for that. But, yeah, they got them online. I think Geek has them. Mm-hmm. I think ChessX makes them now. But, yeah, I don't have one yet. But maybe eventually. Changing the batteries would probably be a pain. But, mm-hmm. but yeah, so that's all I have for gaming, I believe. Yes.
Well, let's go ahead and roll into some TV shows.
Okay, absolutely.
You know, I noticed, I found out The X-Files, which is one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
They're talking about bringing it back again.
Okay.
In 2018, though, so it'll be a little while. Okay. So we'll see how that plays out.
Because it was a limited series last year?
Yeah, they had, I think, 5 or 6 episodes.
Okay. I never watched those. I should check them out sometime.
Yeah.
Were they good, or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Typical X-Files stuff.
Okay.
You know, kind of, it picks up, because it was one big storyline between Mulder and Scully,
mm-hmm.
the two FBI agents. It was kind of a, you're my partner, I care about you, and then as the seasons progress, well, I really care about you, mm-hmm. and then I guess there was a time where, I don't know if they got married, but I noticed she had a baby, and I guess the kid died. Anyway, so, X-Files, look forward to that. Doctor Who?
Yes, yeah, the Doctor Who Christmas special. We, last time we recorded... this issue 19, I think it was, beforehand. So, yeah, now that we've seen it.
It would have been 20. No.
It was 20. Yeah, 20 was the Christmas, because 19 was Thanksgiving. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, we recorded issue 20 before the episode actually aired. Because otherwise it'd be way too late, and I'm getting old, so, yeah, I just fall asleep. But not have the energy for, you know, to give you guys the content. But, yeah, it was great. I actually watched it that night, and then I went to the movie theaters and watched it Wednesday. Because they had in movie theaters, so the Christmas special, I think it was, what is it, Return of Dr. Mysterio, I think it was?
Yeah, something like that.
So it was one of the big hopes that I've been wanting to see forever, and I didn't think it was ever going to happen, but it was Doctor Who with a superhero. It was so cool. I loved it, because they mainly kind of try to mirror Superman. They had a guy very much so like Clark Kent, mild-mannered, and it was awesome. I loved it. Saw it twice, and loved every minute of it. So I don't know. Don't think they've announced when they're coming back with the new season.
I haven't heard yet. Yeah. They did the...
this year.
Yeah.
But
I would assume it's probably April, but...
Yeah, usually about April or so is about when some of them start up. I think like Game of Thrones. One of the shows I like to watch, Silicon Valley, is returning in April. And yeah, I think it's one of the big ones for me.
Speaking of other shows that are returning...
Yeah.
We've got, Supergirl on Monday the 23rd of this month.
Yep.
Followed by The Flash on the next day, the 24th, with Legends of Tomorrow right after that.
Yeah, it's both Tuesday Flash night. And, yeah, Legends of Tomorrow will be on Tuesdays now.
So commandeer the TV remote for Tuesday and tell everybody to leave the room.
Yes.
And then, of course, we have Arrow on Wednesday the 25th.
Yes, yep. All returning, brand new episodes to finish off their collective seasons.
I was glad to see that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. came back last week. That was one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh,
sweet. Ghost Rider wasn't in this one, though.
No, they've done with that story?
Yeah, I think so. The character's still in that universe.
Okay.
But he's off doing his own thing right now.
Okay.
But they're in the comic books, Ultron created a female companion. In the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., that same female companion has been created, not by Ultron, but by another scientist.
Okay.
And so he's up to no good. So it's a pretty good story arc.
So yeah, we got those. And then also, Walking Dead returns February 12th.
Oh, that's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's coming up.
I like that.
About a month away now.
And of course, Sherlock Holmes came back recently.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I
haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. You told me about that.
I screwed up. I thought it was on the BBC, like BBC America, like Doctor Who is. So wasn't it on there before? BBC America?
It might have been, but it's the thing is, it's always been on PBS though.
See, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I saw an article online saying, Sherlock Holmes is on, and the article talked about it being on PBS. I'm like, those fools, it's not on PBS, it's on BBC. Those idiots, I wish they hadn't said that. And so a couple days later, I've got Red Miller, I'm going to BBC America, and I'm going all the way across for a week. I can't find it. I'm like, okay, well, maybe it's coming on later. And then a few days after that, I was channel hopping, and I said Sherlock Holmes. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I wonder which one this is. And I looked at it. It was on, it's a new one. It's a new one. This is PBS. So it was actually on the PBS channel. I was a little bit disappointed. So
yeah,
I missed the first episode. I did get the second one. The third one I'll record. I'll have to go back and find the first one.
Yeah, it was Christmas night, or maybe the day after Christmas. And I researched. I was like, I wonder when Sherlock's coming back, because I didn't really see any commercials. Because I don't watch PBS, and I barely watch BBC America. But I guess they didn't air it at all on BBC America?
No, not. Okay. No, huh. Not okay. At all.
Interesting.
I'm sure they will eventually.
Yeah, though. Yeah. But maybe PBS got exclusive rights or something. I don't know. But, so yeah, I don't watch PBS, so I didn't see any commercials for or nothing. So I looked it up, and it was like, New Year's Day, it's going to be episode number one. And I was like, what? And then I looked it up. Episode two would be the week after on Sunday night. And episode three, fortunately, the season finale will be this Sunday. Tomorrow, the 14th, I think it is? 15th, because today is the 14th. So, Sunday the 15th will be the season finale of season four of Sherlock. As usual, about an hour, 40 minutes, an hour, 50 or so, hour 30, give or take.
Well, I've got my DVR set to record it, so I'll get them recorded. I'll get two and three, and I'll have to find one. I'm sure I can find it on the interweb someplace.
Yeah, yeah. I think they re-air them. They might do like a marathon probably on PBS.
I hope so.
So yeah, speaking of marathon, friends and I have actually planned to go watch it at another friend of mine's house. Episode one, because one of our friends hasn't seen it yet, so we'll do episode one. As a bunch of us, I think six or seven of us are going to go. We're going to watch episode one, followed by episode two, and then leading up to episode three airing at 7 o'clock tomorrow. So that's be fun. I'm excited for that. And then I'll see it again Monday night at Fathom Events, because they're going to be showing that movie theaters all across the U.S., and they'll show it Monday and Wednesday. Got plans Wednesday, so I can't do it then. But Monday, I'll watch it again and see it on the big screen, so that should be exciting. So yeah, Sherlock.
Speaking of episodes.
Yeah.
Let's talk about episode 8.
Episode 8?
Episode 8 of Star Wars.
Ah, yes.
Star Wars comes out this year. Another one.
Yes. Yes.
I've got a date of December 15th.
Yes. Yep. December 15th, 2017. Episode 8.
I'm so happy. I haven't seen any preview. I know nothing about it. I don't think there's anything out, is there?
I've looked, and no, there's nothing out, and it is frustrating. It is annoying, and I have a little tyrant about it, but I'm trying to stay off my soapbox right now, because I looked it up, and it was friggin' all kinds of research for it. So, for Star Wars Episode 7, came out in 2015.
Okay.
Because 2016, Rogue One came out. So, 2015, Episode 7 came out. November of 2014, we actually got the name for the movie.
Okay.
Came out to be Force Awakens. 3 weeks later, November, Thanksgiving time, we got the first trailer.
Mm.
You know, where they're showing flying around, all that kind of stuff. You see the quick little shots of everything. And I think at that point, I think we got the line, you know, Chewie, we're home. I think that was part of the end of the trailer there. Yeah, because it's still the Millennium Falcon, I believe. But yeah, that was November 14th. So then December 2015, it came out.
Alright, sorry about that. That's my Star Wars Millennium Falcon speaker.
Yes. So, yes. So, and then December 2015, Star Wars Episode 7 came out. So that was 13 months before the movie came out.
Mm.
We are now 11 months away from this new movie coming out. And we don't even know the name of it. There's all kinds of speculations that it might be coming out, might get a name for it for Super Bowl. They might show an ad
Super
for it.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, nerds watch Super Bowl.
Yes. They usually do now for the trailers, or they'll just hop on YouTube an hour or so after the show or after the Super Bowl and watch it. I typically watch Super Bowl just for the trailers because they're kind of cool sometimes. But yeah, so that the speculation for that. And I think the executive producer slash Disney, right? Yeah, I think it was one of the Disney chairman people and the CEO or something. She came out and said, she talked a little bit about it and was saying that with this trailer that's coming out, because it's coming out soon, they just don't know if it's going to be Super Bowl or maybe March or maybe, there's no way to wait until May. It'd be cool. May 4th. May the 4th be with you. Mm. Of course, it's special Star Wars Day, but that's ridiculous. That's absurd. Like I'd be frustrated if they waited that long because it's like 6 months.
Yeah, they have to build up the ad campaign.
Give us something. So, but she was saying that the first trailer, and I don't know, I'd said it's going to be a teaser that we're going to be getting here soon, of course. But it won't have any footage of the actual movie. But granted, people like that lie all the time. So I'm hoping she's lying because I want something. Like, mm-hmm. give me something. So yeah, we some friends and I have joked about like what the title may be. And one of the friends is like the Force naps or the Force goes to bed early or something. His last one is Force Awakens. So yeah, and then seriously, I've asked a couple of friends and I've seen some people talk about how. Might be the tale of, the tale of Rey or the tale of, the dark side or something like that. Tale of the Jedi Temple or hidden or what is it? Jedi Temple? Something. I don't know. There's a bunch of speculations for it, but it's going to be a darker movie. What a lot of people have said, and it's going to be.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, kind of focused on Kylo Ren, which I'm kind of excited for. I'm hoping that people, you know, will actually see how powerful he is. Like, I'd noticed it in the movies, but then afterwards, for months and months and months and months, when people are talking about it, I had to defend Kylo Ren because there's so many people like, he's a big baby, he's whining.
That's what I thought too.
And he's not strong at all. I'm like, what are you talking about? And I had to go into it and. Because he is, and so, yeah, I'll try not to go on that right
all
now.
All right. So, December 15th this year.
Yep. Can't wait. Can't wait for it at all. I'm excited. And I'm actually wearing my BB-8 socks and my R2-D2 socks. Got them this week.
Such a nerd. Love it.
Finally spent some of my Christmas money on some socks. And, yeah, so I have BB-8, R2-D2. I have a First Order Trooper and a Kylo Ren sock. So, yeah. I'm excited for it.
Well, keeping in tune with the movies.
Yeah.
I had a listener contact me.
Yes, yeah. Last issue, you talked about how we had a listener ask us a question.
So, Brad Ford, he says, "Hey, Nick, just curious, what movies are you and Ryan looking forward to in 2017? Or is there anything else that you might be looking forward to?" So, my response, I said, well, let's see here. Lost some notes here. I got Logan coming out in March, Guardians of the Galaxy in May, Wonder Woman and Transformers in June, Spider-Man Homecoming in July, Thor and Justice League in November, and of course Star Wars we just talked about. So those are movies I'm looking forward to. What about you? What do you think of off the top of your head? There's a ton of them.
If I had to narrow it down, I would say Justice League would be the main one for me. If I had to pick just one, yeah, definitely. Definitely Justice. Is it actually this year? Justice League?
Yeah.
17,
yeah.
That's insane. That's awesome. Oh, man. Yeah, I guess it didn't dawn on me that it was this year. I thought it was 2018. Huh. Well, yeah, I would say Justice League, yeah, because huge Aquaman fan, Flash, just all of them. Batman, but just the rest of them. that's probably a big one for me.
Speaking of Batman, he also mentioned, he said he's looking forward to the Lego movie coming out. The Lego Batman movie, Ghost in the Shell, and Blade Runner.
Oh, yes, Ghost in the Shell. Yeah, it's a big one. It's a lot of people are excited about. Yeah, there was, Resident Evil is coming out January 27th, so this month. And the Batman movie is coming out February 10th. So, yeah, Great Wall. So it kind of looks kind of cool. It's like, I don't know what you call it. So what's his name? Matt Damon's in it. It's kind of like...
Samurai type things.
Yeah, samurai in the past. Dragons yet there's like, special effects. So there's like creatures and... things and monsters and stuff. So yeah. Oh, Logan's actually March 3rd, so it's same day as Nintendo Switch. So yeah. We won't go into all the dates. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we've gone over them before anyway.
Yeah. So I would say if I had to pick one big one, Justice League for sure. Wonder Woman's gonna be cool. I'm looking super forward to excited Wonder for Wonder Woman. It's gonna be awesome. I'm a huge fan of Wonder Woman. She's awesome. But Justice League, because they're all going to be together. It's going to be awesome. That's the big one for me. And then Star Wars. It's it's neck and neck for me in Star Wars.
I'm looking forward to Star Wars.
Yeah, it's going to be great. As always, check us out on Facebook, iTunes, Google Plus, I think we're there as well. And feel free to shoot us an email. You know, as you can tell, we respond back to any questions that you may ask. And we'll definitely, if we can, air it, kind of talk about it a little extra. So yes, All Access Nerds all over the place. And if there's a place where we're not, let us know. And we'll try to be there. So yeah, Google Play Store, Blueberry, iTunes, all that good stuff. We're everywhere that we can be.
Well, so, that's all I have, Ryan.
Yeah, that's all I got as well. This is Ryan, signing out.
Well, this is Nick. Go forth and do great things.